It's your morning buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.
Taylor Swift apparently has a problem sleep eating. This is a thing.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a girl that used to work here that used to do that too. She used to not even remember it. She would get up and eat, and then all of a sudden there'd be rappers by her and everything. Not rappers, like hip hop artists. Which would be very alarming. You're like, what in the hell? Where did you guys get here? What a crazy night.
Alarming.
Why is there three of you in this bed? Oh man, don't even show me the video.
Right.
Here's Taylor Swift.
I go downstairs and rummage through the kitchen and eat whatever I can find, and it's really less like a human being and more like a raccoon in a dumpster. Like, the next morning, we walk downstairs and we're like, what happened here? And right. I don't remember.
Does that help you sleep if you eat a whole lot? And then
it's not really voluntary. Nope. I don't really remember it, but I know it happens because it could have only been me or cats.
Right.
Poor cat.
Okay.
That would suck.
You know, it looks like when Bert gets into our cupboard and rips up all of our chip bags and everything.
Right.
It sounds like that's what she's doing when she sleep eats.
That's terrible, because imagine trying to, like, be on a diet or, like, you know, stay in shape, and then you work hard at it all day, and then just to basically cancel it out at night. And you can't control it. You don't remember it.
Like, well, I think the problem is people like her, they need to eat.
Right.
And they don't eat during the day. And their mind and body says, hey, I know you're asleep, but let's go start ripping open some of those packages in the cupboard.
I'm hungry.
We need food.
Right.
Stop starving us. So I think she's all right. It would be people like me if I started sleep eating. Like, I wouldn't be able to fit on the roller coasters anymore.
Right.
You know? Which is close. You know what I mean? I got to make sure, like... I mean, right now I'm in between an XL and a double XL. I need to get back to a double or just a regular XL.
Or an L, too, right?
Well, I haven't been an L since like high school. Like, that's kind of like...
You're a tall guy.
You don't want to set yourself up for failure.
Right, that's very true.
Here's the deal.
Don't set your standards high.
I don't ever want to get to the point where I can't fit on the roller coaster.
Push your morning buzz with Foch and Sarah on Power 96.5.